Hello, it's Tina again. Excuse me, I've got a little bit of a cold. It's Tina from freetraffictip.com, in case you don't remember. And I just want to say a quick word about the completely unwritten rule. I read a post in Amplify by this really good author whose name escapes me right now because I'm on the verge of, I don't know, some kind of weird cold or flu hybrid. But one of the points that she was making is that she came across some bloggers who completely did not follow the quote-unquote rules for successful blogging, but that were very, very successful. And I went and I saw the blogger, and I immediately knew why she was successful. She did a couple of things really, really right. She found her audience. She found exactly what her audience wanted. And she gave it to them consistently. She has a food blog that dated back to 2004. And it's no wonder she's popular. She's been around long enough to have become popular. And that's the thing that many of us don't see, is that if we start out tomorrow and decide to take on a project that people care about, and we stick to it, and we're good with it, and we're just persistent and consistent every day, perhaps several times a day, that one of two things is going to happen. Either we're going to see that the audience that we thought existed does not really exist, or we're going to succeed wildly beyond our any possible dream that we ever had. And this is the reason is great content. This is the definition of great content. It doesn't mean great by your standards or great by journalistic standards or anything like that. It means that what you're writing about is what people want to read about. And they're getting it in the best possible way that they could possibly receive it. And they always want to come back for more. That's what it means to have created great content. It doesn't mean that you dotted all your I's. It doesn't mean that you never speak in the first person. It doesn't mean any of those things. And if you're curious, if you come to the site, freetraffictip.com, I'll have a post called The Unwritten Rule That Trumps All Other Rules, where I'll have the links to all of these things that I'm thinking about, the Amplify post, my response to the post, which will be on the same page, so I don't know why I said that, as well as the link to the blog that was in question and the woman who wrote the blog post in Amplify. So I hope you're having a great weekend, and please listen again soon.